Chronicles is a crossroads. We're starting. We're doing the final interlude right now. Which is wild.
Woo! Yeah.
So I promised y'all a heist. And I do plan to deliver RN.
Oh no!
Excited Flemeth noises.
I knew some shit was going down.
Hell yeah, you did. Okay. You all are summoned, or rather, Flemeth is summoned. You are encouraged to join. In a casino you've never heard of on the Las Vegas Strip. The casino is called the Eye of Heaven. And it's run by an ex-deity. Now a demon known as Thermopylae.
Huh. Sounds like a bitch.
Erebolt has told you that he has a resource that is vitally important to entirely spiritual beings. A resource called divinity. There is a bottle of it. A demon of sufficient strength that drinks it will increase their power enough to become a true god. And Erevolt is hungry for power.
Mood.
He promises if you do this, Flemeth will be able to maintain his power and the debt will be settled. Then the debt is not settled.
I have to start paying him in toenails.
No. There will be a set timer that he's not going to tell you about, and then instantaneous collection on completion of that timer.
Hey, what does that mean?
He collects, and he collects in full.
What's he collecting, though?
I don't know.
I don't know,
Jovan. What does a devil who has offered you power for your soul collect?
He can suck my toes!
No. I'll do it.
Well, I don't often make deals with demons. I'm sorry. I don't
just
know
the
what
one
he
time.
Wants. Yeah.
Just the one time.
Look, he's kind of cute, okay? Like.
Oh, Jovan.
He literally doesn't have a lower jaw half the time. In fact, when he was first introduced, he was like a lizardy crocodile man.
I'm sure I could make so many jokes, but that would just expose me. So let's continue. Erebolt, can you like take a pinky finger and bring me back to life?
No. Damn Jovan's it. New character's name is David Davison. He's a chosen. His signature weapon is a shotgun, and it's not even like a magic shotgun. It's just like a shotgun.
That's all things that aren't me!
I've rolled up your character sheet, as you can see, right here.
I thought you were actually going to show us the notes for a moment. I'm like, ooh,
nah,
secrets!
Yes, here are my notes.
Fucker.
Anyway,
using invisible ink.
There's a vault. You've been told the times. Basically all that needs to happen now is you need a distraction. You need someone to intercede should things get heavy. And you need someone to potentially take the fall.
We now, can find that.
Aravolt has given you two resources in the form of a demon named Faceless, who can disguise themselves perfectly as anything, and a demon named Motek, a demon adept at extracting secrets.
So, a torturer.
Yes. You are given 2 days to prepare. I'm going to assume that one of them is just like kind of getting guard rotations and layout, but you have the other day to do whatever you want with these two resources and to formulate a plan.
And then we need secrets. We could like find out where it's being stored if we just get a high up enough guard and lightly torment them.
Well, no, because we know it's in the vault. We probably should ask for like the password to the vault or something.
Oh, yes, that would make more sense. I was listening. I swear to God, I'm just dumb.
No, you're good. Okay, is that what you're going to do? Anything else?
Need a distraction.
Okay. Okay, this is both a Flemeth and a Joven thing. Flemeth is wearing, like, a red cocktail dress, and they're just going to sing. They're just going to sing in the middle of the casino.
Okay, on, so like, not, you're not going to, like, intercede yourself into, like, the casino show floor. You're just going to, like, walk around in a red cocktail dress.
No,
so Joven could do that, like, and then I could be sneaking around, like...
Okay, I like that.
Also, ask a potential distraction if needed.
Flemeth is going to be on the stage in Hell's Casino singing.
This is during day one prep, right?
Yeah.
This is not part of the heist yet.
No, this is part of the heist.
Okay, so that's for the heist.
That's the distraction.
Okay, I love
that. Flemeth is on the stage in a cocktail dress singing.
You're able to get pretty much everything you need from Motec. You guys are pretty much ready to go. So you roll up to this casino in, like, the high roller limo. You all depart. Most of you are in tuxes, except for Flemeth, who's in a red cocktail dress.
You wish you could wear it as well as me, darlings.
And as you're about to enter the casino, Jet, a man you recognize, walks past you.
No!
Or rather walks up to you. He actually, like, interposes himself between you and the casino. And he whistles, and a blackbird just drops a vial, a very ornate vial of something, in his hand. And he says, Jet, it's good to see you. I understand you have business with a pretty important, we'll call him, member of the Lowerarchy. And he whistles, and the bird recites something in a language that is vaguely familiar to Flemeth. And a very handsome man with dark green skin, a red paisley suit, and a golden lower jaw just apparates in front of you. And he says, what is the meaning of... And the gentleman, an older gentleman with a full, close-cut white beard and, like, a military silver haircut, shoves the bottle into Aravolt's chest and says, your business with them, Stub. They're fine.
I don't like this.
And Aravolt begins to protest, and the man looks him in the eye. And I think for the first time ever, you see Aravolt shudder. And he nods, and he slithers back into the earth. And he motions you out toward the parking lot and says, walk with me. I think originally just Jet follows, and then he motions the rest of you to follow him.
What's happening?
I'm uncomfortable.
This isn't a heist.
I fooled you! Get wrecked!
I was promised a heist. I was going to sing on a stage and then throw a high heel at someone.
That was the distraction.
Stilettos. I'm like tip-tapping my way after y'all. And 7 inches of heel. Don't ask me to think. I pre-gamed for this. I expected to sing on a stage. I don't know what's happening. Where did Aravolt go? Why was his skin green?
Wait, hold on. This is important to me. Flemeth, did you actually pre-game?
No. I mean, okay, like half a shot of vodka. But since we're Russian, that's nothing.
Would you categorize Flemeth as a lightweight?
Yes!
You're going to take -1 to sharp rolls going forward.
When has he ever been in charge of the sharp rolls, though? Like, don't smile like that.
You're right. But.
But this can't last too long because he'll sober up eventually.
Yeah, it's just for a scene. It's just until
especially
happens.
If we're, like, running around and shit. He's going to sweat that off. And it's vodka and he's Russian. or was raised in a Russian household.
It's not vodka Pokemon types. What are you talking about? I'm vodka type. I take resistance to vodka. What are you saying?
I mean,
I'm Russian. Vodka is a Russian type attack. I don't. What are you?
I'm Irish. And whiskey doesn't do shit.
Caroline Jett would 100% be vodka resistant.
Okay, Caroline would 100%. Because she's like actually a Russian spy. Flemeth is a little twink wizard who is not resistant to anything. All right. As you walk, Caroline, do you have anything to say to this gentleman?
The general. That's what you got.
Jesus Christ. Hold on. That was real time. No. I think that was real time Joven loading noises.
That was real time. There was the dial up noises all along. The general. You know, Flemeth was like, save some money and save some time, go to the general and go online.
Flemeth's like, we don't need car insurance, we're tax criminals. Duh.
He's not wasted, he's just dumb and slightly inebriated.
He's not wasted, he's just dumb and wasted.
Okay. Sorry, y'all.
I don't think I'm going to say anything. Unless talks to me, I don't think I'll say anything.
That's fair. He says, okay. So I'm sure all of you know that things have been getting worse on the outsider front.
Wait, no, I wanted to ask about that. How is it getting worse? We had...
He says, well, it seems that somehow an avatar of Hydra was able to manifest, claim some power, chill out for a bit, eat, admittedly, more than she ought to have, cripple one half of the resistance between the outsiders, keeping all three of them just kind of in a constant struggle, and is now slowly drawing forces from somewhere in the Arctic.
Yeah, so, okay. That is bad. I was just wondering, I thought Premise, built up the wall more. I thought we helped with that for you. I'm sorry.
No, that's not on you. Entirely.
I can't help I was born, dude. I won't apologize for that. I'm not high school anymore.
Huh. Caroline.
Yes.
We try our absolute damnedest not to draft soldiers twice in a lifetime.
Son of a bitch.
Mom can't fight. Mom's crippled. She has a bum knee. Flemeth just kind of immediately slides around in front of Jet, and he's like, yeah, no, her knee's all fucked up. It was a bad vampire hunting.
I would be asking anyone else if I could. We have all kinds of forces ready to fight this thing, but we have no way to draw it out. And it seems that her present avatar, is drawn to your son and has something of a, we'll call it a murder boner toward you.
I'm not going to force really you into it choice. This time, Jet. Oh.
No, oh. You did your time. I can let you go, but...
How long will I be hate required to, do this. To serve?
Well, if we got our planning right, a week.
You
7
know,
days.
I kind of miss the good old days. Let's go.
I'm afraid the rest of you three don't have a choice, especially you there, halfling. The crossbreed, the pseudo-human, the mostly there.
Hey, don't talk about Rachel like that. Wrong Hightower. Wrong Hightower. Sorry, drunk. I am. Sorry.
Joven, you good?
I'm...
He's deep in character.
Method acting, darling.
He's method. Oh, he's so method right now.
It's called drafting, darling. We don't... It's like America, except I'm guessing this is bigger than them.
You're an avatar of something holy, right? You're chosen?
No, I'm not chosen.
He looks you in the eyes. He locks eyes with you, and you realize you can't look away. And one of them is quite a bit brighter than the other. In fact, as you're looking at him, one of them seems not to be there. And his beard is getting longer as you're looking at him, and he's like, are you 100% sure you want to tell a myth's truth to me? And as he says that, there are more than a few corvids landing around him, two of which perch themselves on his shoulders.
Is he Odin?
I'm not lying. I'm not a chosen. This isn't my fate. I can choose whether I fight or not.
We don't have to use you. You're right. I am unfortunately aware of two women of your estimate age and mystical combat proficiency, and I don't think you'll want Trunchk in this, do you?
And at that, chills just run down her spine. She's at an absolute loss. You leave her out of this. And Rachel, she doesn't really know how to respond to such an intimate threat.
And as for your sister, he kind of waves you over, Rachel. I'm sure fixing her amnesia is something that would benefit us, and I'm sure it's something that would help you out. The way it is now, without her agreeing, I can't do anything. But I can grant her a boon in the form of memory. And then one of the ravens around you squawks, and he's like, that one. And I can restore that.
She looks back at Eden.
But she'll need to fight with us. I also need to express that it won't be you four alone. As I said, I've been gathering forces for this. Not to diminish your role by anything, but you are effectively bait.
We've had worse jobs.
Rachel turns back to the general, and begrudgingly, she says, fine. We're in.
All right.
Okay, so Flemeth just, like, kind of turns around on the high heels and, like, looks at the general, and he's like, you even need them? Like, you just need bait, right? You don't need other fighters. You got plenty of those.
I would love to assume that me and four, you know, monster hunters could deal with an outer god, but,
Wherever no. My child goes, I go, so just throwing that out there.
Exactly.
Ma, you fought this war before. Okay, fine. It's dumb. Family members shouldn't be on battlefields because statistically something's going to happen to one of us, and that means we're all going to go crazy. So, like, this is a bad idea. But
we do everything together. General. That's not changing.
So, what it is now is where would you like the fight to be? She'll come to you for sure. I can arrange that. My intelligence has told me there are two places that would be ideal for this. Both of them have pros and cons. The lighthouse outside of Foghorn is an ideal location due to it already being a place where outsiders have been, despite Primus's barrier. Something tells me there's enough strength there to crack it, if not shatter it completely. The second would be Primus's temple.
Mark!
Yes. Both of them have different resources we can draw on. I understand there is a team of amateur monster hunters around Foghorn, as well as a team of Well, in our timeline, they're amateurs. I understand they've been through something worse. That's also close enough for me to be able to call in favors from an old tree of mine and the government they've established underneath Seattle.
Wait, are you talking about Sprig?
I am most assuredly talking about that damn fine tree.
Sprig!
That hot piece of ash.
Don't talk about Sprig like that.
That was Garrett. I'm sorry. I thought it was
That was
funny.
Hilarious.
Okay, low key, now I see.
And now we're back in character. That fine tree.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
How Foghorn would be pretty great. It's a lighthouse and it's surrounded by the ocean. I would have a lot of power there, but so would the avatar of Hydra.
I'm sorry, would you still have great power there?
Good question. Who the fuck knows? Probably not. Primus was pretty precise about the separation.
That's the thing. We'll have a greater military resource there by far, on top of the troops I've been able to gather, but due to the nature of our enemy, the distortion around this place is going to be catastrophic. We are talking openings to different worlds. We are talking collapsing of space-time. I don't know what's going to happen in its entirety there.
And if we go to Primus's temple, then what?
There would be fewer resources. I can think of calling upon the Martinez Gutierrez's.
One of them,
child
14.
Of Primus there. And I do believe the head priestess of Primus would be willing to help us in this fight.
And it's in the middle of the desert.
And while that is significantly less from military resource, Flemeth has it on the nose. It's in the middle of a dead desert. Total annihilation of an entire ecosystem, but no civilian damage or minimized civilian damage. Lesser backup.
Okay, so
also, you're right, Flemeth. I'm not going to draft a child.
Yeah, okay, good.
The younger Gutierrez, Mr. Gutierrez Martinez, will be fine.
You can't take his dad.
I don't want to, Flemeth. But this is a war. War is a terrible, rotten, destructive thing, Flemeth, and as a god of it, I can promise you, this isn't going to be an easy thing to do. But this one needs to be done. There's no way this is going to be it, but I have a couple of ways for you to kill her.
Then why don't we just kill Diana?
No, we need Hydra to completely and utterly consume Diana, to be effectively physically born in a world she can't exist in. Her splitting apart, her being in a place where she can't, is going to make her infinitely powerful, but physically vulnerable. And that's our best time.
How long do we have?
7 days. You'll have 1 day to prepare in full. Next 6 is going to be you dealing with a shifting universe. A military of impossible to comprehend creatures. And finally, a god of a universe outside of our own. But that's one less thing we have to worry about if you win.
Bro, you are like so harshing my mellow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want this to be happy, fun, go times?
Yeah, I kind of thought I was
Did you want
be
to maybe go for
a
go-gurt? You know, you can sing on the stage. I'm not going to stop you.
No.
You're the experts here. You know what you're doing. I'm not going to harsh you or mellow, as the hip youths say.
Okay, you're unharsh the mellow. Look, I'm just saying, tonight I thought I was going to get drunk and, like, distract and seduce a bunch of demons for fun crimes. And now we're being effectively drafted into a war. Which is, like...
The Great War.
Yeah. Which, hilarious, I'm part of my parents' war. Which could be sad commentary, or it could be, like, a funny little cosmic joke. Who the fuck knows?
Anyway... Thor liked to think of it as both.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go to the desert. Let's fight a god.
We have so many more resources desert at the other place, though.
And a lot of civilians.
Can we have them evacuate?
In 2 days? Not a full evacuation, but most, I think, probably.
It's still too many. If we use those 2 days to evacuate the area in the desert, that's everyone.
That's everyone, because you won't need to evacuate. Exactly. The space around the temple isn't going to be significant.
And then we could just spend those 2 days prepping as much as we can. If we worry about civilians, that spreads the extra military force we have thinner, and that doesn't guarantee they'll be safe.
I just really wanted to see Sprig. That's my only argument I have against that, so we can go to the desert.
Okay, that is a valid argument.
See, because here's the thing. If this obviously was real life, I would 100% choose a desert. This is a fictional universe. And if we can get majority of the people out there, and if we need to, we can have Eden just yeet them out of town.
Yeah. Not to be low-key, not to be a game master about it, but in a game that gives you a lot of power narratively, maybe picking the more narratively dramatic story would give you a little more power.
No, but I also...
And we need to see that hot ash. I do like
how...
We gotta see that. I hate myself so much for that line.
I love that joke. But no, I really do like how also in character, like Rachel and Flemeth were both like, no, the desert, like, people be alive. And then Jet, the one who fought in the war, is like, no, let's have the army force, even if people are at risk.
I just really, really want to see Sprig.
All right.
Foghorn.
He nods behind him, and there is a large helicopter. One might call it a blackbird.
Get out.
I have been waiting to deliver that joke for a month.
Good hell.
Okay. Y'all hop into the Blackbird. The general makes some calls. One of them is a missed call, and this is, I think, the first time any of you have been outside of a call like this, where he is very clearly talking to Robert. To our boy Bob, and you only see Bob like gesticulating and responding. Bob is not looking great, y'all. The call opened and he was like surprised but cordial, and as it continued on, you can't hear either of them. He like slowly, his face shifted from, okay, what the fuck, to resentment, to an almost angry acceptance, to frantic hand movements. And it ended with a locked jaw and a closed fist.
I was going to ask if Femme could like patch into the call.
And a very curt nod. Roll magic to see if you can patch into the call if you want. Remember, if you fail, I'm allowed to move real hard.
I'm rolling.
Did I conjure the two? Did I do it?
No, let's see. 11.
God damn it.
Yeah, fuck you. In. I'm eavesdropping on my dad.
Bob is like, you can't. She did her time. He is a child. Odin's like, no. Flemeth is an adult who is tied into something you and I both know is of very grave matter. Jet agreed to go willingly. I'm sorry, Bob, but you need to move these troops there. Bob said, I will if you let them go. Bob, I need you to please do this, they will be as safe as I can keep them. And that's when Bob hung up.
Huh. I feel bad for eavesdropping. That's never happened before. I feel like low-key, he's just, like with the missed calls, he's gotten to the point where it's just instinctual to wrap you guys in it. Like, it's not just, like, we are all kind of eavesdropping. Is that a thing?
Sure, I'll let you do that.
Okay. So we are all just eavesdropping, and I'm like, whoops, whoopsies.
Yeah, the rest of it's pretty quiet, because you eavesdropped on the God of Knowledge's telephone call.
Eh, he should respect that. I was gaining more knowledge.
Hey. He almost does. Weirdly enough. With an 11, you can tell he was like, oh, all right.
He's all really right. Doing this
with
shit.
An 11, I'm not going to smack him.
With an 11, I'll just nod at him and be like, I see you, bitch. Don't try it again.
Yeah, you get a knowing glance and he's like, not quite what you were hoping for, was it?
I was hoping for more juicy gossip, not...
Not feelings.
Yeah, look, I'm just... Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all land in Foghorn, and it's prepared. The town is effectively evacuated, save for everyone in it now. Most of the Hollow Street gang is there. Trunchk's family is weirdly missing, and he elbows Rachel about it, and he says, see? I made you a deal.
That's bullshit.
Trunchk is gonna be pissed.
She should be here, and you know it.
That and, like, Trunchk's family is our fighters.
Okay, you have a point. We should have this conversation in character, though.
Do it! Just, like,
okay,
in the helicopter.
Okay, we never established it. Does she have her memory back, then? Are we good on that? Okay.
She does,
okay.
Yeah. A bird came to you and sat on your shoulder, and you're being flooded with vampire memories, Eden. Yes. No, valid. This is what this is for. Get all the drama out now before one of you dies.
We're not dying.
Welcome to the finale.
I just want to keep her safe.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. That is bullshit. She's a warrior. She's fought many battles before you, and she's going to fight many battles after you. It's selfish to keep her out of this. It's taking away her power. How dare you do that to her? I don't care how much you love her. Let her fight. This isn't up to you.
And as much as Rachel hates to admit it, she knows that Eden is right. And that Trunchk would be way more angry if she knew that she was trying to save her from something that could possibly be the last time they see each other. So she turns to Odin and says, fine. Let them come.
Odin nods. And with that, I think, you see the whole Trunch clan just like tree root resin hammers and axes and swords in armor older by far than the country they're now fighting in. And they are standing there. And each of them looks this fucking horrifying combination of like rage and acceptance and almost excitement, and it's like they're vibrating. Each of them is deathly still and looking forward, and each of them is just fucking ready to move. And Trunchka's at the head of them, and she nods at you, and it is all she can do to keep still as she nods at you as you pass.
And likewise, Rachel can't help but look down, knowing that if she looks back, she's going to break.
Rachel, go talk to her. Like, Flemeth kind of, like, taps you on the back, like, go.
Flemeth, I can't. Not now.
Yeah. I think in a very... In a very telling moment, as both of you look away, there's just, like, singular tears. because both of you are tough. But everyone's there. Sprig is standing in a multitude of other Sprigs. Flemeth, you wander over there, and you're not entirely sure why.
I feel like because I want to ask, like, hey, what's
Well, that's up? Not why. Your dead is being called in.
No! I mean, fair, but no.
And Sprig, as a multitude, as a forest surrounding you, they say, if you can do this, we make it out alive. Consider it dealt with.
I have a deal to make, if you want.
Literally all of them, their eyes just like open wide. You are no longer surrounded by people. You are in the middle of a forest. And it went from daylight to midnight.
So, okay, low-key, I want to ask, like, the others to cut their audio, but that'd be super mean, and I think it's funnier for them to know what Flemeth is about to say.
You can ask that if you want.
Yeah, actually, would y'all be okay with muting me?
I will allow this. As a game master, I will allow this.
Garrett, I'm gonna call you on a separate video call.
No, with everyone else's consent.
Oh.
I will allow this.
Okay. Yeah, true. When you edited the audio, you right. I was thinking that. Okay. So, we're going into war, and that's not sexy, and lots of bad shit happens. Okay, no, I'm not even going to be dramatic. Sprig, I need any kind of, like, big magic that I can use if we get in a pinch. Like, something attention-grabby, something that tells Hydra, come after me, and don't bite one of my friends.
So what you're asking for mechanically is a big magic roll that will allow you to permataunt Hydra.